From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The government's headline measure of the strength of the U.S. economy gets revised later this morning after new data trickled in. Growth July to September had been measured at 3.2% annualized. But with a slow start to the year, and by one key estimate, the U.S. economy may have grown by just 1.6% annualized for 2016. Forecasters right now are trying to figure out how Trump administration policies will affect growth in the year ahead. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has more on that.
The Conference Board was already forecasting higher growth for 2017. Now it says GDP might be even higher, thanks to market strength since the November election.
Businesses may reflect their greater confidence in the economy by increasing investment.
Economist Brian Shatkin says those gains might be offset by, say, sweeping changes to immigration policy.
Given the already tight labor market and how important immigrants are to many companies, that could have a substantial impact.
And then there's trade. President-elect Donald Trump has talked about renegotiating trade deals and imposing tariffs on China. Gianluca Clementi, who teaches economics at NYU, says China could, in turn, put tariffs on our exports.
That would be really bad news for the U.S. economy because it would essentially be equivalent to running into a major trade war.
And that, Clementi says, would hit the GDP right where it hurts. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.